Well, that was a really tough day on Wall Street. And you know what? I expect there will be more of these to come, because you cannot have a stock market riding high when all this money is getting taken out of the system. As I have been saying, we are very much at risk of recession. And with recession, typically comes a bear market. We're going to get into all of it as we look at this massive sell-off. Plus, none of this is good for Joe Biden. None of it. In fact, there was a new poll that came out before the market traded off so badly, showing Americans are really frustrated with his handling of none other than the economy. I'm going to tell you all the details. And well, there was one place to hide, believe it or not, in the market today. Shares of Twitter were higher, and there's a very specific reason for that. We're going to discuss. Welcome, everyone, to the Trish Regan Show. It is so good to have you here. If you have been listening to this show for the last year and change, I've been telling you, diversification is critical. Diversification into things like gold is critical. And I want you to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Go to their website, legacypminvestments.com, to find out more about investing in gold. Okay, turning to this market right now, absolutely slammed as investors have a chance to digest the news of the Federal Reserve raising rates. Now, in Wednesday's session, when they got the news, of course, of the half point rate hike, they figured, okay, you know, we can handle this. He did say, after all, Jerome Powell said, I'm not looking at a 75 basis point hike. I'm just looking at 50 basis points for the foreseeable future. And they rejoiced on that. It was a little bit of a relief rally. You know, everybody's like, okay, well, now we have some predictability. They did exactly what we thought they were going to do. And they're not going to raise, at least not so far as we know, by 75 basis points. So that's what happened on Wednesday. And then all of a sudden, investors had a chance to really think through everything that's going on, which is what I keep saying. And that's that you can't continue to have such exceptional earnings for so many of these companies when the Fed is pulling back, right? When you're not buying up mortgage-backed securities and you're not buying treasuries to the extent that they were, when you're not leaving rates so low, money becomes more expensive. And when money becomes more expensive, there's less of it to go around. It has more value, right? That's how you cut down on the inflation, but there's less of it out there. And when there's less of it to go around, it does increase in value, but you are going to see a pullback most likely in spending. That's if they get this right, right? I mean, the worst case scenario is you still have inflation, which is alarming when you think about this one. This is the stagflation scenario. You still have inflation, and simultaneously, you have very little economic growth. We don't want that, but I think the market's waking up to the possibility it could actually happen. It could happen. I mean, Deutsche Bank saying just a few weeks ago that we were probably looking at a slight recession in the U.S. Now they're out saying a major recession. I don't know as I go just that far just yet. I still think there's a lot of things at play. For example, you saw the quit rate most recently that just came out showing Americans are still quitting their jobs in record numbers. Well, if we were really getting towards a major economic slowdown, I don't think you'd have that many people quitting. I mean, it stands to reason that if they need money, they're going to go back to work. It tells me there's still a lot of money, you know, flushing around in the system there. And so consequently, I hope the Fed is able to get this under control and we don't have a major recession. But I do think there will be a recession. We already had one quarter of negative growth. I suspect it could, in fact, be a reality of another quarter. And you get two quarters in a row. And what is that? That is the classic definition of a recession. So that's a real possibility. And finally, investors are saying, okay, we have to adjust. We have to pivot. And so they're moving into different asset classes. I want to point out that the yield on the 10-year note, 10-year treasury note, is above 3%. That's been kind of a rare thing these days, but it makes sense. Of course it should be above 3%. In some ways, I actually think that's super healthy. It's super healthy because there ought to be other alternatives. You ought to be able to put your money in a CD and get something back in return. I mean, for goodness sakes, over in Germany, they're getting negative interest rates. And we were getting close to that, it seemed. I like the idea of having other places to go because it gives more competition to the equity markets, right? It seemed like the equity markets, the stock markets, were the only game in town for the last decade and change. And no matter what happened, including a pandemic, people still poured money into stocks with kind of a recklessness to it, right? You think about all these meme stocks, et cetera. It reminded me the year 2000 when there was all this sort of hype around tech stocks and day trading. And it felt like we were getting back to that. And so I actually think that this is a healthy thing to have happen. The yield on the treasury note should be higher and people should have an opportunity to put money into safe vehicles and be rewarded for that. And then if you're going to go and chase things that aren't perceived as safe, hopefully you're going to be rewarded even more for that. But you need that constant push-pull, that yin-yang in the marketplace for it to really be, in my view, an accurate representation of what's really going on. So this could continue. This could continue for a little bit. We'll see here. I would remind people to watch the VIX. This is like my favorite indicator. And it was not high enough for me to be really concerned today or even think it was necessarily the exact right moment to get back in. If I look at the VIX, which is the volatility index, it's the measurement of fear. It looks at basically how much it costs to buy options in the coming days and weeks. It was up 22% at 31. You've probably heard me say before to watch like 33, 34. That's kind of the magic number there on the VIX. Once you see it getting to 33 or 34, it shows you that there's enough fear in the marketplace that you could be nearing some kind of bottom. And then if it sits there for a little while, that's actually also a good sign. I think about where we were on the VIX back in 2008 and how it hung out in a pretty high range, right? In the 40s, maybe even 50s back then, for a decent amount of time. And so it's not like it changed overnight. We've seen a lot of volatility, though, even within the VIX itself. And that suggests that, you know, maybe we're not at a bottom. Maybe we can't say this is the bottom just yet. It could get a little worse before it gets better, which is why I always go back to, you know what? You got a dollar cost average into this thing. If you have the time frame and you have the extra money, you put money in. Don't even look at it. Just, you know, put it in every Friday. I was talking to a gentleman on my American Consequences podcast just the other day who has been a very active hedge fund investor for many years. And he had the right approach. One of the things he said was either you trade very, very actively or you just put the money there and you walk away, right? You just, you know, you do the dollar cost averaging thing. You put money in every month or every week, however it works, and you kind of forget about it. So you make money by being in and out of the market, but it's the kind of thing that you kind of regularly have to watch. I would say that for people that are looking to dollar cost average into this, this is still a smart time to be getting in. Anytime I see the NASDAQ off 5%, if you have a long enough time horizon, that could be beneficial ultimately. One of the things that is beneficial, one of the other things that did well today besides Twitter, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment because I want to tell you there's some specifics around why Twitter is doing well right now, even in the face of other tech companies just getting creamed here. Oil did well as well. That's obvious because, of course, oil is in short supply these days. Energy, of course, is in short supply. So you saw $108 for a gain of about 0.5% there on the crude oil WTI contract. But one of the things I did want to mention, of course, was gold. Gold is one of those investments. You've heard me say it, and I'm going to say it again, that over time tends to help you even out some of these fluctuations in your portfolio. So on a day when everything was down, guess what? Gold was up. Of course, that's kind of how it works. And that's one of the reasons why you have it in there. It's one of the reasons why you might look at a gold-backed IRA. It's one of the reasons why, you know, if you're really concerned and you're one of these Armageddon types, you might actually want the physical stuff yourself. I just found out the other day, I did not know this, that $1 million worth of gold can actually fit into a shoebox. Not that you want $1 million worth of gold in a shoebox, but it tells you, you know, this stuff is pretty transportable, I guess. So I think you should look at gold. It's at $1,878 an ounce right now. I think long-term, that is one of those places that's really going to just help even out some of that volatility and inflation that's happening right now. It's one of the reasons why I like it so much. So take a look at gold. Go to legacypminvestments.com. You may have seen Charles Thorngren, the CEO of the company, on the show recently. If not, I recommend you go back and listen to his interview. Calling these guys can really help you out. You are welcome to use my name, of course. LegacyPMInvestments.com. LegacyPMInvestments.com. 1-866-589-0560. 1-866-589-0560. Okay. The other thing that did well today in Thursday's trading was actually shares of Twitter. And the reason for this is because Elon Musk has managed to secure more funding, as I assumed he'd be able to. Interestingly, he's got some interesting characters, a Saudi prince, Larry Ellison. A total of 19 investors are now involved in this project. He raised just over $7 billion. The stock traded up 2.6%, ending the day at $50.36 a share. So not quite at the $54.20 yet, but he's getting there. And what you'll find is as we get closer and closer to the deal closing, indeed, Twitter will be trading at $54.20. So it's a good sign for Elon Musk, for those that, like me, who believe in our freedom of speech and think that he'll do a pretty decent job helping to ensure that in innovative ways. Let's face it, we need some innovation within the social media space. It's good news to see that that deal is more likely to be closed. But there's a lot happening right now. There's a lot happening, whether it pertained to speech, whether it pertained to what just happened at the Supreme Court, whether it's, in fact, our overall economic policy that seems to be putting America increasingly at a disadvantage while, you know, we are living with a free-for-all at the border. We've got a lot of policies that don't make a heck of a lot of sense. I think that's just the reality, right, of this moment and something that we need to keep thinking about, which is why I want to tell you about AMAC, which is an organization that's out there working incredibly hard to help push forward on policies that matter to conservative Americans. I mean, there's all kinds of radical ideas that are being forced on this next generation. You've got a worsening crisis at the southern border. You've got alarming crime rates. And this is an organization, the Association of Mature American Citizens, that is trying to help push forward conservative thought and ideas in Washington, D.C. and all around the country. So this is important. This is an advocacy group that's really working on behalf of you and me and all conservatives right now. So join us today. Go to amac.us/Regan. Again, that's amac.us/Regan. You start receiving amazing benefits. You get all kinds of discounts on travel, restaurants, cell phones, all that good stuff, all while fighting to preserve America and the conservative causes that we all care about. So just $16 a year, you can join forces with more than 2 million people there at AMAC who share your values. So do become a proud member today. Go again to amac.us/Regan and join or renew. Or renew today. All right, I promised I was going to tell you about these poll numbers because as we look at a market that keeps selling off, none of this is good for Joe Biden. Joe Biden is under a lot of pressure, clearly. And I just want to pull up this poll so I can share the data with you because it's pretty shocking stuff. 66% of Americans are now disapproving of the president's record on the economy. Just 23% see conditions as somewhat good as inflation continues to soar. I'm amazed that there are, in fact, 23% that actually see the conditions as somewhat good. I mean, I'm not sure who they are. But anyway, I think the reality of this moment is catching up with people. You've got inflation, 8.5%. That's a 41-year high. And you've got a war going on with Russia, Ukraine. You've got obviously, a mess of a situation at the border, which is about to get worse with the repeal of Title 42. So all of these things are contributing to a very negative environment for the president. Meanwhile, half the country, 50% of the respondents in this poll say that the economy is the most important issue for them. So with all that in mind, and I should point out this is a CNN SSRS survey that was taken between April 28th and May 1st. I don't know how he's able to get elected again if this continues. I mean, look, it could change. I certainly hope the economic situation changes. I certainly hope the situation overseas changes. I certainly hope that we're able to get a handle on the border crisis. But the reality is still this. It's going to take time to whittle away at inflation, especially given what is happening overseas. I think that's going to have a tremendous inflationary effect, which is why I keep saying $130 is really the price that I'm watching most carefully right now on oil. Don't forget it ended Thursday at $108 per barrel, WTI. So Biden has his troubles cut out for him, and Democrats have their troubles cut out for them. And it's going to continue to be a big deal. I mean, look, you get the Fed hiking rates at the highest level in 22 years. So that is kind of a negative for the economy, while simultaneously you get this mess, absolute mess overseas. So there are a lot of things up in the air right now. I think as investors, we all need to protect ourselves. Long-term investors that have some money to get in, this is probably the time to really start paying attention. This is the time that you want to be getting in, you know, when the market's going to HELL, not when it's sky high, right? So this is actually an opportunity for some, but again, not for everybody. I encourage you to make sure that you are downloading this podcast on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I encourage you to subscribe to my channels on YouTube, on Rumble, on Locals, where I am now, trishregan.locals.com, also on Truth Social. What a great platform. I've just been experimenting with it. I would love for you to join me over there at Trish Regan on Truth Social. And I will see you back here tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have some better news for these markets. But I think the reality is this. We're going to have to learn to manage through this. It's going to be a rough couple of years for the economy, for the markets. That's just what we're dealing with. But if you're thoughtful about this and you make the right choices, you will come out ahead. I'll see you back here tomorrow.